Today, we're going to be preaching on the yes that changed it all. The yes that changed it all. John chapter number 11. And we won't read the whole scripture here, but I just want to pick a verse out, and then we'll kind of, or let's read a few verses, and then we'll kind of hone in on one verse here. And so if you got your Bibles, John chapter 11. Hallelujah. Let's begin at verse number 23, John 11, 23. Again, thank you so much for everything that's been done. Brother Jarvis put us up in a real nice hotel at the Comfort Suites. Walked in, and it wasn't just beds, but there was a couch there too, and a refrigerator. And so we were able to put some heavenly pizza that we ate last night in the refrigerator and snack on that a little bit later. And so recommended, and it was very good. Hallelujah. The yes that changed it all, John chapter 11, verse number 23. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Now we're talking about Martha, and this is the story here of the resurrection of Lazarus. All right. So Jesus saith unto her, Martha, thy brother shall rise again. Now this was spoken, I believe, and taken out of context by Martha with her thinking in a different direction in verse number 23 than what he's trying to tell her in verse 24 than what he's trying to tell her in verse 23. He's trying to tell her that he's fixing to raise Lazarus from the dead. But listen to what she says. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. All right, so he's trying to tell her, he's trying to promise her that there's fixing to be a great move here and a resurrection, a great miracle, resurrection from the dead. And she's looking at him and saying, well, I know that you're going to raise him up in the resurrection. Then the Bible says, verse number 25, Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the life. You're working with something dead, but I'm telling you that I am life. Then he goes on, he said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then here's the question. Believest thou this? In other words, do you believe that I'm the resurrection? Hallelujah. Do you believe that I'm the life? All right, so she goes on and she says, she saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Glory to God. So I believe that here was the question, and her faith here was the faith and the yes that changed it all. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for all that you've done for us. God, we're grateful for every person that's here. We know, Lord, that the emphasis is on the youth here today. But God, we know, Lord, that you can reach into the heart of every person that's here, Lord. If there's somebody here that doesn't know you, Lord, here this morning, God, I pray, Lord, that you would help them, Lord, to have the opportunity at the end of this sermon, Lord, or during this sermon, to come and to know you, God. God, we pray, God, that you would grip our hearts here today. These young people that are here, God. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd stir them here this morning. God, just come back from youth camp, Lord. They're probably pumped up. They're probably ready, Lord, for another move of God this morning. And we pray, God, that that would happen around this altar. Everything that's done, Lord, from this family, Lord, this song, this sermon is all pointing down to this altar. Hallelujah. And God, we pray today, God, that you grip us around this altar. That's where the changes are made, Lord. And we pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, today to be led to this altar. And the church said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The yes that changed it all. Do you believe? That's the question here that he asked. He says, he looks at her and he says, do you believe this? All right. Do you believe that I'm the resurrection? Do you believe that I'm the life? I want you to understand here today, whenever we're talking about faith in Christ and our relationship with Christ, I believe that there are, when we're talking about faith, I believe that there are some things that it's no problem for us to give to God and to believe that he's going to touch him. All right. I believe that there are certain things in our lives that we can easily turn over to Him. And there were no doubt times whenever there were blind men and lame men and women with issues of blood and different things that whenever it was brought and no doubt Martha was there at some of these miracles that she was able to look and able to see and say, I believe that that person is going to walk away seeing. I believe that that person will walk away. And then he would come carried in. I believe he'll walk away. You see, there are certain things in our lives that we can believe, but yet there are certain things in our life that are dead. All right? What are you saying, Brother Jared? I'm telling you here today that, yes, Martha could believe in a lot of different things, but what about if it's your brother and they've been dead for too long? You see, God, we believed that you could come in and you could touch and you could move, but yet now I believe he's going to raise up in the resurrection and he's going to do, you know, I'm grateful for that that's going to happen. But and Jesus is looking at it and says, you're believing in a lot of other different areas, but what about in your brother that's been dead for 4 days now? All right, what are you saying, Brother John? I'm telling you here today, young people, that if you'll not, that if you're not careful, you'll just kind of get stuck in a rut to believe that God can move up to a certain point, but the move of God and really a relationship with Him is going to be in the resurrection, or He can. Let's take it a little further than that. You know, He can move in their family, in their family, in their family, but not my family, because my family's too far gone, and my dad has done this, and my mom has done this, and it's too far. And so many times, if we're not careful, we'll make things kind of untouchable to God and make them dead to where we don't think that He can move on those situations. But what I want you to understand here today, that if you'll say yes to God here today, I believe that God can change it all in your life. Hallelujah. In other words, you have to believe that God can change your family. You have to believe that He's still big enough to save your mom and dad. You have to believe that God's big enough to send a revival right here in London, Kentucky, in your youth group. You've got to believe that, yes, God was able to fill so-and-so with the Holy Ghost and to fill so-and-so with the... But He's still big enough to fill you with the Holy Ghost this weekend. What are you saying, Brother Jared? Don't put limitations on God. Just simply have a heart that says yes. And if you have a heart that says yes, I believe that God can change it all in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Saying yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. So here the question comes. Yeah, I've seen you do all these other miracles. But then Jesus looks at her and says, yeah, but do you believe that I can touch this situation? Still really not understanding what He's saying. She says, yeah, I believe in you, God. Hallelujah. So in this passage, we see a problem that's bigger than a leper. Right? It's bigger than a blind eyes. It's bigger than deaf ears and the lame legs. There are some problems in our lives that we can trust in God with and believe immediately. However, I've found that there are some bigger problems that make it harder to believe. I want to encourage you today, put all of your faith in the person who's able to touch. Amen. So let's take a look at her response. And I believe that this needs to be our response here today. Number one, she says, the Bible says, she said in him, I, me, glory to God. You see, many times it's easy for us to put all of the faith and everything else in the pastor or in the principal. You know what I'm saying? You know, all the faith in our church is by the pastor. And it's a lot of times, as young people, it's easy for us to depend upon somebody else's faith for our life. It's easier for us to say, you know, if the pastor will say yes to it, or if the principal will say yes, or if the Sunday school teacher will say yes. And we, a lot of times we try to pass off the faith. But I want you to understand, my Bible reads that every single one of us was given a measure of faith. So you have faith to believe here today. And I want you to understand that you need to say yes to God. It's not about the relationship with your pastor and God. Yes, that's wonderful to be able to seek help and guidance, and there's a lot of things that everybody can do for you, but there's one thing that they can't do for you, and that's believe for you. That's something that you have to do. This is a personal relationship with God. And I want to ask you here today, young person, have you truly given it all to God and believe, not your church in general, your leadership, but you believed that God can move on your circumstance? Hallelujah. Do you believe here today? This is a personal thing. I believe that what we've ran into in our movement is that we've ran into people knowing how to go through the motions. They know how to come to church. They know how to sing in the choir. They know how to go to youth camp. They know how to get an emotional high and then fall down. But can I tell you here today that it's not just about an emotional high, young people, but there is a relationship that you can develop with God that is so personal that there's no storm and there's no valley and there's no weapons of warfare that could take that away from you. There's not an enemy big enough. All Jesus said, or Paul said, who can separate us from the love of God? He went through everything right there, mentioned just about everything that he could, Brother Jarvis, but I want you to understand in that he said nothing can separate you from the love of God. That's the kind of the personal belief that you need to have. And I want to go even a step further than that. He goes through all of those things, but one thing he didn't mention that can separate from you from the love of God is you. Persecution. All the storms, all the valley, anything. Nothing can separate you. But the thing that's not mentioned is you. Because Brother Seth, you are the only person who can separate yourself from him. It's personal. Hallelujah. You know what I wish here today? I wish that there's a youth group right here in London, Kentucky that would say, you know what? I want it. Hallelujah. I want a move of God. Glory to God. We can have all the games, we can have all the programs and all that, but I want to tell you something. Nothing can replace a move of God. And if we want to see God move on our young people, if we want to see growth, if we want to see whatever, I can tell you, young person, it's going to be from you getting it for yourself. It's going to be you. It's going to be a relationship that's developed instead of being on a Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then on a Wednesday. You're going to learn to have prayer meeting on a Monday morning. Hallelujah. Oh, even in a home, a sinner's home. Oh, I've heard of great people that have went into their closets, their parents. Matter of fact, my mom, they made her get up in her closet, said, we don't want to hear you pray. She got up in her closet and she prayed, and she had a move of God at home. It wasn't nothing for her to see a move of God at church because she was already seeing it at home. Personal relationship. So she's talking, she's saying yes, and the way that she's saying yes is she's saying, I'm making this personal, I believe. The second thing here is believe. Conviction. The definition of believe, when you look it up, is conviction based on testimony that something is true or that something is, everybody say, reliable. Man, I love it. So what she's trying to say here, and I looked this up in the Greek, and this is the definition was given. Number one, what is true? So what are you saying, Brother Jared? I'm telling you that in this relationship with God, you can study history. I can get up here and I can quote you things that happened, you know, back at the revival at Wells. I can quote, you know, things that happened back, you know, at the... The one up in Kansas, Topeka, Kansas. I can quote you what happened down in Jay, Oklahoma, to my grandma and all the move of God that they've seen down there. I can quote you all these different things. And we can study out and learn what is true by going back in history and studying history. And those of you who know the study of Christ and the resurrection, we could go back into that and try to convince you that Jesus is true. But I can tell you right now that the greatest is to experience for yourself. That you can go back in history and learn about it, or you can have revival for yourself. Glory to God. Oh, come on now. You're not getting it. I want you to understand, young ladies, that you can learn about it and hear about it from grandma and grandpa, or you can make up in your mind that I'm going to say yes to God and believe that I'm going to receive a personal revival and move of God for me. And I can tell you here today that if we can get a couple of young people right here in London that can get on fire for God, I said, if we can get a couple of them, then it'll begin to spread through the youth group. Hallelujah. And then there's no telling what God can do. And then there'll be people that's talking about what's happening over in London, Kentucky. Why? Because somebody was willing to say, I'm going to believe not by what I hear, but I'm going to believe by what I'm experiencing and seeing with my own eyes. Hallelujah. God help us to get that type of hunger. Glory to God. Young people, that I want to experience it for myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I love the second, the test, the reliability of it. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Isaiah 25 verse 1 says, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and true. He talks about being a cornerstone. He talks about these are things that are reliable. You take a look. I've built some houses, and you take a look. You measure everything off of that cornerstone. You get that corner. You get your block laid up in that corner. Anybody here who's done construction knows, you know, you do your footers. You lay that corner up, and then you measure off of that corner. Everything goes off of that corner. You're checking it. You're making sure that everything. Why? Because that's the reliable point. I can tell you here today that that's what Christ is to us. He's reliable. Hallelujah. We can pull all of our measurements off of him. Hallelujah. I tell you, young people, you don't have to wonder about this thing. We're serving a God that is able in any circumstance that you're in to be counted on. Hallelujah. His principles are for eternity. Glory to God. This Bible will never steer you in the wrong way if you study it right. I want you to know here today that God can be counted on in your life. He can be reliable. Somebody today said, man, I can't rely on my mom and dad. I can't rely on this person or that person. Well, can I tell you today, you can rely on God. Hallelujah. Always talking, Brother Gilpin, in class. Hallelujah, about Paul, whenever he said, oh, no man stood with me, glory to God, but God stood with me. I can tell you that in every circumstance, no matter where you're at, no matter what time at night, no matter what you're facing, God is reliable. You can believe in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Me, personal, believe he's true, he's reliable. And then she goes on and says, I believe that thou art the Christ. Hallelujah. I believe that thou art the Christ. The Christ. I'm reminded of the scripture. Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Man, how many questions, right? That's the question of the hour, seems like. Who is he? Glory to God. Some people want to say he's just a story, right? In our public schools right now, pretty much taken out. I was doing a test here a while back, taking some courses in our local community college. And the instructor, this was in a history test. The instructor, I'll get it right here in a second. I need to take some more courses. But our instructor wrote on our little community thing there. He wrote, "You can believe, you can be a creationist if you want to, but evolution is fact." Hallelujah. That's where we're at. Some of you young people might be hearing that. Now, we could go into a lot of different things and explain to you that evolution cannot be a fact. Can't be tested. But I want you to understand something. We're talking about the Christ. They're trying to pull him out. They're trying to do everything that they can. Trying to put a name on him. Trying to get us to look at him in the wrong way. And he says, "Who do men say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." That's limiting God. Who is Christ? You see, these are great prophets, and they've done great things, but they couldn't die for your sins. They were limited. They could do great miracles when the Holy Ghost came on them, but they weren't God on earth like Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who is he? He looks, he says, "Whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." So, what she was saying here by saying yes was me, I, personal. I'm not going to pass this thing off to Mary. I'm not going to pass this thing. This is me. I believe. And number two, she says, "I believe." In other words, she's saying, "You are the truth. You are the life. You are the resurrection. You are reliable." And then she says, "I believe that you are limitless. That there is nothing that you cannot do. You are the Christ." Hallelujah. "I don't believe that you're just a prophet, but I believe that you are Lord of my life. And what was dead, just short time later, Jesus cries out, says, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth." And I want you to know here today that if you'll believe, young person, if you'll say yes and believe that he is the Christ today in your life, then what you have looked at as being dead, in other words, everything else God can touch but this, I want you to know that God can resurrect that in your life. Hallelujah. I said God can do it in your life. Whatever it is, if you're not saved here today, if you need a healing in your body, if your family's not saved, and you've looked and you said it'll never be done because they're too far gone, God can do it. If God has called you into the ministry, and you're saying, "Well, I'll never be able to do that, what that person's doing, or I'll never be able to do this or that, or I'll never be able to fulfill God's will in my life, or I'll never find what he wants me to do." You're putting limitations on God. And I want to encourage you here today, don't put limitations on God. Some of you say, "Man, I'm gonna grow up, and then I'm gonna get married, and then I'm gonna, you know, try to work for God after that." And I want you to know that God wants you now. God wants you to say yes now. God wants to use you now. This is not something that needs to happen. You need to be in preparation for whatever season that God's going to put growth on that tree. I want you to know God wants you to say yes today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The yes changed it all. Maybe there's somebody here today that needs a change in your life. Maybe there's somebody here today that in your life you've seen. Go ahead and come on. You've seen You've put something, you've labeled it as being untouchable by God. I want to encourage you here today, young person. Nothing. There is nothing that God cannot do. Men with men were limited. Oh, that's what the Bible tells us, but with God, hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. If we could just stand across the building here today. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. We're so grateful for this opportunity to be here in London this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. We got a youth group here, Lord, we're emphasizing on, Lord. God, I believe, Lord, that there's too many young people that have said no. They said no to certain areas of their lives, God. But Lord, today, let that not be the case right here in London, God. I pray, Lord, that we would have a youth group, Lord, that each one of them would say yes, Lord, to those things in their life that they've said that nobody can touch and it's impossible to do. God, help them to realize here today, God, that nothing is impossible with you. God, bring them around this altar in a few moments, God. I pray, God, that you would grip their hearts, Lord, and let them see, Lord, a revival, God, in their own personal hearts. Lord, I'm not asking for a revival, Lord, in the church, but if we could get revival in us personally, Lord, oh, God, then we could see it collectively. Hallelujah. God, we pray, God, here today that you'd help us.